Unit 16. The United States of America. Listening. 1. Wang Xiao has taken notes from a radio program about New York City. She has made some mistakes. Listen to part 1 and correct the errors in her notes.
New York is built on a group of islands on the east coast of the USA at a point where several rivers flow into the ocean. The first Westerner to discover these islands was an Italian explorer in 1524. In 1626, the island of Manhattan was bought from local Indians, Native Americans, for a handful of goods worth about $24. Today, Native Americans express anger of this unfair business deal. After the War of Independence ended, New York became the capital of the USA for a short time, 1789 to 1790, before Washington, D.C. By 1820, the population of New York had grown to about 125,000, making it the largest city in the USA. In 1858, an area of poor housing, factories, and farm building was torn down, and Central Park was created, reaching from 59th Street to 110th Street and across the avenues. There is space for summer picnic, open-air concerts, plays, and games. Central Park also has a zoo, an art museum, a boating lake, and, in winter, an ice skating area.
2. Listen to part 1 again and answer the following questions. 3. Listen to part 2 and choose the best answers for the questions below.
In 1892, the age of mass arrivals began, during which 15 million new people passed through Ellis Island into the USA over a period of 62 years. Today, Ellis Island is a museum, showing the roots of America's new citizens, who came from all the corners of the earth. Officials used to have trouble with the foreign names of people passing through Ellis Island, and because they were so busy, many people's names got changed in the rush. People who wanted to enter the USA had to go through a number of mental and physical tests, and about 2 million people were turned away. Thus, Ellis Island became known as the Island of Tears. New York never sleeps. The subway runs 24 hours a day, and there are all-night cinemas, bars, and restaurants. Some people think that the weather is unpleasant, the city ugly and dirty, the competition fierce, and the streets unsafe. It is a city in a hurry, but a very exciting place to be.
Workbook. Unit 16. Listening. Wang Bing is back in China after his visit to the States. Here, he is talking to Jane about his experiences. 1. Listen to the tape to get a general idea. What surprised Wang Bing when he arrived in the States? Tick the correct answer.
What's it like living in the States?
Well, I'm surprised at the number of different ethnic groups there.
What exactly do you mean?
I thought that Americans were, well, American and spoke English. But when I got there, I found people from all over the world.
Can you give me some examples?
Yes. There are a lot of people from Central America who speak Spanish. They came to the States because they could earn more money there. Then there are a lot of black people. The first blacks were brought as slaves from Africa, as you know, and worked mainly in the South. But now they live all over the country.
Any others?
Yes, there are a lot of Jews. Many of them traveled to the States in the 1930s, when it was no longer safe for Jews to live in Europe.
What other ethnic groups did you notice?
There are a lot of people from Eastern and Central Europe, and also from Ireland. A lot of Irish traveled to the States in the 1840s, when the potato harvests in Ireland failed.
Any others?
Yes. There are lots of Greeks and lots of Chinese. You can eat food from all over the world in the States. I also met some Indians or Native Americans. They were the first people to live in America before the European settlers arrived. Some of them live in special parts of the country where they continue their own way of life.
Wow! It sounds like you can meet people from almost any country in the USA.
Yes, you can. And you can eat food from all over the world.
2. Listen to the tape again. Pay attention to the following different groups Wang Bing talks about and complete the form below.